am Public Investor 12-03894, found in bad faith for telling truths Wall Street wants covered up. I prefer being called six-pack Sally swinging at low-hanging fruit on Wall Street. And 9 years after the Securities and Exchange Commission asked me to be their investment client whistleblower, we are 2 months out from the sentencing of Don J. Bennett, known as the Hoodoo Investment Advisor. Wall Street criminals, even those incarcerated pretrial, do not get mugshots, it seems. Our character stands in until the mugshot is public for posting. Do you even know what IROC is? No, not a music term. IROC is a Canadian term few Canadians know, let alone fewer Canadian investment clients have a clue about. Or is that a boot? A little Canadian humor there. All Canadian investment clients must, before they become investment clients, victimized twice. First time victimized by their investment advisors, the second time by their government. All Canadian investment clients must know that the Canadian securities broker dealers cut a deal with America's devil, FINRA, this Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, a private business. FINRA website viewers leaving FINRA.org to go to IROC are told you are now leaving the FINRA.org website. The FINRA Financial Industry Regulatory Authority further states that FINRA does not endorse the IROC site, the IROC sponsors, or any of the policies, activities, products or services offered on the site or by any advertiser on the site. That FINRA signed an MOU, a Memorandum of Understanding, with even directing that if you are not redirected in 5 seconds, please click on http://www.iroc.ca. www.iroc.ca, automatically redirecting into IROC's site. IROC states, just as FINRA states on FINRA's website, that IROC enforces rules on the proficiency, sales, business, and financial conduct of all Canadian dealer firms and their registered employees. That it also enforces market integrity rules regarding trading activity on all equity marketplaces in the country. That effective enforcement helps to enhance investor confidence in the financial services industry. Enforcement is not the same as law enforcement. The Securities and Exchange Commission is enforcement, not law enforcement. FINRA, the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, is enforcement, not law enforcement. IROC, Investment Industry Regulatory Organization of Canada, is enforcement, not law enforcement. In fact, IROC says IROC is the national self-regulatory organization which oversees all investment dealers and trading. Self-regulatory, that's tantamount to putting the wolf inside the hen house to watch over the hens. Where are the Royal Canadian Mounted Police when you need them? To realize, like American law enforcement, to know the RCMP, like the MPDC in Washington, D.C., like countless other law enforcements in America around the world have been scammed into not knowing crime scenes were tampered with by a private business collecting dues from its security broker-dealer membership, the same people investment client victims sue. IIROC, on IIROC's website, lists IIROC's dealer member regulatory resources, dealer member rules, IIROC notices, bulletins, member regulation notices, compliance, interpretation bulletins, financial compliance notices, ROP, rules of practice and procedure, policy matters, proposed and recently completed, withdrawn or not pursued proposed policy matters, proposed plain language rulebook and supporting schedules. IIROC follows FINRA's setup structure, that one that self-regulatory organizations use, volunteer committees and a board of directors, staggered terms of office, typically 2 years. Directors, on the average 15, which includes in IIROC's case, the president and chief executive officer. Like FINRA, the Financial Regulatory Authority, IIROC has a board charter, along with a code of conduct for directors to follow. The board has an even number of independent and industry, and I say that with scare quotes, industry directors called non-independent. And there are people, typically five, allowed to represent non-independent dealer members. Again, dealer members. It does not say investment client members. It does not say investment advisor members. Dealer members. Two people on the board are non-independent. Seven people on the IIROC board are independent directors. And all IIROC directors, other than the president, are restricted to term limits of 4 consecutive terms. Now, what you don't see on the FINRA website, what you don't see on the IIROC website, that the members are compensated. Yes, these volunteer members who run for office are compensated, paid. IIROC is the Investment Industry Regulatory Organization of Canada. It sounds impressive. It sounds official. It sounds government approved, doesn't it? It sounds official when in fact IIROC is collecting business dues from its dealer members, members of the IIROC Securities Broker Dealer Business League, a private club. Investment clients, investment client victims are not invited to join. Why? My application to be a FINRA arbitration arbitrator was rejected. You would think with all my disclosures and exposures protecting investment clients and advisors, I would be a shoo-in, surely. Well, not. Even with my being certified in dispute resolution by the LACBA, Los Angeles County Bar Association, still not good enough for FINRA, the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority. IIROC, like FINRA, operates as do other subtle scams do, under the radar of law enforcement, doing what these organizations do for so long. These nonprofits, as these organizations register claiming to be, they slide by. In time, these organizations, these nonprofits, are banking millions and more, and what they do becomes accepted as gospel. Accepted, even though they are crimes masquerading as business as usual. All the I's are dotted, T's are crossed. So at first blush, a mediocre person doing their mediocre job thinks all is copacetic that is, until an investigator trips across an I that shouldn't have been dotted and a T that shouldn't have been crossed, as I did with FINRA, the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, and as I did with the Securities and Exchange Commission, the SEC. Kismet, the perfect storm. All my years of covering politics in D.C. came to matter. Remember being back in high school, asking why you needed to learn to calculate the rate at which water spirals down the sink? Well, this has been one of those why journeys. Why did I need to learn this? Well, somewhere in life, dots connect. Somewhere in life, there are dot connectors. I connect dots. So get to know the model, figuring out the copycat setups and crimes get easier and easier to see the crime, to explain the crime, to be heard, understood, with compelling arguments supported by real-life actual documents, paginated, organized, put together, stacked in ways not seen before, gives others the aha moment. This is what this journey is about, sharing the aha moments, stopping these crimes from happening. Except that what happens locally happens internationally. The SROs, the self-regulatory organizations, they get their minions, their lobbyists, out there in advance to convince legislators to create, to pass laws. Legislators are replaced in 2 years, or 4 years, or 6 years, or eight. Legislative staff rotate in and out as frequently, even sooner. Working for a congressman is more of a stepping stone to a millennial. Legislators, they mutter amongst themselves that they do not like FINRA, the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, as many legislators muttered to me. I feel a Dr. Seuss muttering moment coming on, like a red fish, blue fish, investors get screwed fish moment coming on, in that muttering legislators want to shut FINRA down, but said they don't know how to do it. Shut FINRA down. Specifically, so said to me Ed Perlmutter, congressman from Colorado, on the Financial Services Committee since at least 2009. Considering FINRA rotates in often as a witness before Ed, Maxine Waters, Brad Sherman, and others, why don't they know how to do it? More so since I've been providing information to Max and Ed's staff since 2013. More bills get put before legislators, and the bills get passed to enable the work, the frauds of the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, a private business doing what FINRA's dues-paying business league members pay FINRA to do. Keep the securities broker-dealer firms out of jail, safe from crimes done by the securities broker-dealer firms' salespeople. So first the SRO, the self-regulatory organization, gets set up. Then the SRO's affiliates get set up, status and all, as did FINRA in America, set itself up as a 501c6. A dues-collecting business league member set up with SIFMA, SIPC, PIABA, NASA, and other acronyms, same done in Canada with IROC, to set up, to unravel IROC's web of protection, September 26, 2014, IROC set up IROC's continuance under the Canada Not-for-Profit Corporations Act. IROC, Investment Industry Regulatory Organization of Canada, promoting itself as the National Self-Regulatory Organization, which oversees all investment dealers and trading, as was done in America with FINRA, the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority. So same is done in Canada with IROC, to set up and unravel IROC's web of protection. IROC's Investment Industry Regulatory Organization of Canada is just another private business, a .org, a network, organization of businesses glummed together so others can make money. IROC provides for individuals to register, to be approved to offer services at IROC-regulated investment dealers, or through IROC-regulated dealer member firms, or becoming a marketplace member as an exchange or ATS. Except in America, the United States government has never given FINRA, the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, never given the Securities and Exchange Commission authority to provide for individuals to register with FINRA. Yet FINRA does. Yet, so it seems, the cross-border MOUs, Memorandums of Understanding, FINRA signs with, for example, IROC, so seems these private businesses do too. Give the veneer of authorized, give the veneer of authority to people investment clients too often lose money too. I was amazed the day I learned this, the day this piece fell into place. We will talk more, for sure. It is a story to tell. September 26, 2014, IROC set up IROC's continuance under the Canada Not-for-Profit Corporations Act, which means IROC and FINRA's scam may have been going on since before 2014. 2BD, or 2BV, to be determined or to be vetted out. IROC says what FINRA, Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, tells IROC to say. IROC in Canada is working with FINRA, Financial Industry Regulatory Authority in America. FINRA is a cartel by definition, an association of manufacturers or suppliers with the purpose of maintaining prices at a high level and restricting competition. Example given on that page, the Colombian drug cartels. There is an application process for IROC regulated investment dealers and their registered approved individual staff. Registration and membership is overseen by IROC staff, and IROC requires that all partners, directors, and officers of IROC dealer members and all dealer member staff who conduct or supervise regulated activities meet regulatory requirements. There are governance guidances IROC directors must follow, things like general bylaws, recognition orders, oversight reviews, governance reports, restricted fund. And when the directors do not know the rules, the regs, the underpinnings themselves, as with FINRA, the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, then what good are the general bylaws, recognition orders, oversight reviews, governance reports, and restricted fund? IROC carries out its regulatory responsibilities under the recognition orders from the provincial securities commissions that make up the Canadian Securities Administrators, the CSA. IROC is subject to oversight and regular operational reviews by CSA members. But what good are these regular operational reviews by CSA members when the teacher of the CSA is IROC and IROC's agenda support a tangled web intended to deceive, mimicking America's cartel FINRA, the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority? Regulatory requirements, translated into English, means FINRA's guidelines. I repeat, making sure what FINRA said goes is repeated. FINRA says laughably with what you are learning. FINRA claims these requirements pertain to proficiency, integrity, experience, conflicts of interest, and client services as required under IROC rules and applicable securities acts and regulations. Like FINRA, IROC does not call Canadian cops on criminals and crimes. IROC does not call the Royal Canadian Mounted Police. IROC, like FINRA, pulls out their magic 8-ball committee of peer asked to adjudicate what to do with dues-paying Business League members behaving badly. IROC, like FINRA, Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, is peer review, which means that what you decide to do against me today, that when it's my turn on the committee, I can decide to do back to you tomorrow. Bernard Madoff's crimes were known to FINRA, the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority adjudicatory peer, for decades. Bernie's sons knew what their dad was doing. The Securities and Exchange Commission knew for decades what Bernie was doing. So here you go. Don't take my word for it. IROC tells people to read related notices on suspended dealer members, First Leaside Securities Incorporated, Jacob Securities Incorporated, MF Global Canada Company, and Octagon Capital Corporation. IROC, Investment Industry Regulatory Organization of Canada, lists its dealer members alphabetically by name of organizations. Investment client victims can search the IROC, Investment Industry Regulatory Organization of Canada database using IROC's search tool. Now, you've been listening with me for a bit now, and you know how this works. FINRA, the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority's database, FINRA Broker Check, is curated to present the image FINRA, the image IROC wants seen by the investment client public. The investment client public does not see the claims that are expunged, settled, denied, misreported, not explaining that investment advisors should not even be included, not be listed. Now, Joseph Debus, IROC, 4/2019, April 2019. Joseph Debus is an individual. IROC wrote in its notice of hearing of July 2017, staff alleged in summary that the respondent improperly recommended that two clients purchase shares in MyScreen outside of their firm accounts without disclosing these recommendations to his firm, contrary to Rule 29.1, Business Conduct. The notice continues that Debus effected unauthorized trades in two clients' accounts, contrary to Rule 29.1, Business Conduct. continuing engaged in discretionary trading in a client's non-discretionary account, contrary Rule 1300(4)(c), Supervision of Accounts. And then it goes further, stating that Debus failed to use due diligence to ensure recommendations were suitable for a particular client, contrary to Rule 1300.1Q, Suitability Determination. Now let's have a little test. What did you hear? Law or rule? You heard rules. Rules are not laws. You've already learned that investment client complaints against investment advisors go to court, not into FINRA. FINRA is a securities broker dealer firm only forum. IROC says IROC's broker dealer database began March 2003. IROC.ca domain was registered by Easy DNS Technologies Incorporated on November 20th, 2007. FINRA BrokerChecks database began March 19th, 2007. FINRA, the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, states on FINRA's website that FINRA has no authority over investment client victims and investment advisors, stating, guidance on disputes between investors and investment advisors that are not FINRA members. FINRA Office of Dispute Resolution has received inquiries from lawyers who represent investors and those who represent investment advisors, which are not FINRA members, about the availability of FINRA's arbitration and mediation forum to resolve their disputes. Currently, such disputes are resolved in court or in non-FINRA dispute resolution forums. FINRA says online FINRA will accept these disputes on a voluntary case-by-case basis if the parties meet specified conditions. FINRA says one of those required specified conditions is, in response to these inquiries, FINRA offers the following guidance. The investment advisor and investor submit a post-dispute agreement to arbitrate. I'll say it again, a post-dispute agreement to arbitrate. I figured this post-dispute agreement part out after former Congressman Keith Ellison ran with my first bill, H.R. 1098, Investor Choice Act of 2015. The hearing officer's expedited order says IROC would terminate First Leaside's membership only upon completion of the transfer of client accounts and determination of any claims against FLSI to the satisfaction of IROC staff. Now, this is all about money. No mention is made of warning, alerting investment client victims. No mention is made of warning, alerting, calling in cops, law enforcement, or in Canada, calling in the Royal Canadian Mounted Police. IROC is overseeing the membership process for Canadian marketplaces. IROC requires all firms operate as ATS, Alternative Trading Systems, must become dealer members in addition to being marketplace members. IROC says any marketplace that retains IROC as its regulation services provider to regulate equity trading activity will become a marketplace member. I don't recall reading there is an alternative to IROC as a regulation services provider. Cartel? Anyone? Cartel? IROC's registration department grants provincial registration under Securities legislation to investment dealers in British Columbia, Alberta, Saskatchewan, Ontario, Quebec, New Brunswick, Newfoundland, and Labrador. I know what that means. I know what FINRA, the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, does under the SEC, the Securities and Exchange Commission. FINRA, the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, its former iteration, the NASD, National Association of Securities Dealers, have been granting licenses to individuals that should not be licensed for decades. We will talk more. So be good. Be back. Share. Please visit our websites, www.centerforcopyrightintegrity.com and www.thewallstreetwhistleblowers.com. Please, LinkedIn. Everyone knows at least one other person a victim of Wall Street crime. We can lift this matter together, the matter not in politics' forefront where it should be. You work too hard for someone you thought was a friend to live the life you never dreamed of, off of your time invested, off of your dime earned. So share our podcast. Until next time.
Okay.